This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm checking my phone right now because Dan just said she'll let it text all of us.
And I thought she did, but it turns out she didn't. She only texted me.
Oh, what yeah. What'd she say?
Well, I can't.
She's okay.
She is okay. We can confirm that, but I can't repeat the rest of it on the air. So,
okay.
I will be leaving the building by a different exit today.
Yeah, bulletproof vest. Adam, can Dan use your bulletproof vest today?
You holding any Kevlar?
My tires are made of Kevlar.
No, of course they are.
But no, you know, I don't. Texture... I haven't bought into the suit me up like military man. I'm not one of those guys. I'm not a boogaloo boy. There.
I did like the fact check on J-Lew, by the way, during the news.
Simply not true.
It's not true.
James Woods tweeted that and deleted the tweet. So, yeah, that talking point, I'm sorry, is just not true.
It's ridiculous.
You can go on
any
website and look up Canadian wildfires, and you'll see there's a map. They're burning in Canada, too.
Correct.
You can argue about forest management of the two different countries.
Yeah,
but
fair.
No. There are fires burning in Canada, too.
Correct. Last hour, you were suggesting you were willing to be a passenger, and you are willing to be a passenger in a car on the highways in Minnesota.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. Any control whatsoever. A texter pointed out, you once told us if you had to give up one of two things, orgasms or driving, you said you would never give up driving.
You know. I'm the fact checker.
Where's the
consistency? I don't need our listeners to remind me of something I may or may not have said a couple of months ago. Okay?
Fake news.
Look.
Just go fake news.
Yeah, that's the easy way. Fake news. You can't prove that. You don't know that. That's my good. You don't know that.
I never said it. Okay, let's Matthew Collar, who, by the way, Matthew Collar, Sloan, H. Lake, and I forget who, they're programming against us right now. They got some Viking show on.
Nice.
WCC Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Hello?
Yeah.
Are they where? The mothership?
Right. Why do you think I'm pushing this documentary about social networks and how they're destroying our country?
Yeah.
Can we on-air show meeting about that?
Yeah.
The director of that documentary will join you Thursday of next week.
Oh, nice.
And via video.
How about Dan Edwards? Should he join us and... We could ask Dan what time our show's on?
Yeah. Right?
As Quentin used to say all the time. Let's talk a little sports. I'm going to get to a little spying. And then if Caller's done with his other responsibility, he'll join us at 2:35. It's over in Minnesota for Miku Koivu.
The captain.
It's over. It's over for the captain. Who is the comparable Minnesota athlete in, it could be hockey. Who's comparable to Koivu? He played all the time. He was reliable. He was well-liked. He gave you the leadership. He gave you the steely determination. He gave you the Minnesota sense, even though he's not one of us.
Uh-huh.
He never scored a lot. He never was great in the playoffs. The team never had great success while he's here. Who is the comparable athlete in another sport to Koivu?
Oh, boy.
Because I wish I had somebody right now.
You know, the thing that jumps to my mind right now is for this is because like a Joe Mauer comes to mind. I'm not going to say he's as on the level of a Joe Mauer as to was to baseball as Mikko was to hockey, but a guy who there was always arguments about his contributions to the team, and people, you know, a lot of people just didn't see it or didn't get it or got it and said, well, we need more. So that's what comes to mind first for me.
I get that, Dan. I get why people will go that way, because you just have so many platforms to complain, to relish, to praise, to destroy, and they both drew a lot of attention. I just think because Mauer was so much more accomplished that it loses it a little bit. I think 10 years from now, let's hope we're all here, and let's hope the Wild are still here. I think people will look back and feel like they underappreciated Koivu. That's my guess.
I agree 100% with that.
That it was on Riseborough, Fenton, and just barely, I mean, just barely, Guerin. Because Koivu is who Koivu is. And that's where, you know, your Mauer comparison comes up. Because when smart people, who I respect, would say, let's go. Give me 25 homers. Stop taking three pitches. Turn it up. You showed me you could do it in 09. Do it the rest of your career. I think in the end, he couldn't do it. He had the greatest about-to-walk year in the history of Minnesota, Mauer did. And I actually think, again, a lot of smart, astute people that I really respect in sports in this town kind of downplayed Mauer's concussion and how it really dramatically changed his career. I'm just trying to think of somebody else who was more defensive-minded in a team sport and how metrics really showed more favorably. He just should be your great number two guy.
Yeah, that's
number two center.
I was trying to think of someone.
He can't be your lead guy.
Yep, I was trying to think of someone. I think basketball would be a good sport to compare to, but you would know this more than I. Somebody who, okay, is a big signing, you think, okay, this is going to shape the team, but then you realize, well, okay, it's not the offense that you've got this guy for, and that maybe the average fan would not appreciate the full package of a player like that.
I'm trying to deal with it Minnesota-wise because the Wolves have been so inept. You know, Garnett obviously had, and it was a very fair conversation about, especially in playoff games, here we go, it's 2 minutes to go. They played San Antonio off in the first round. They played these other teams that had great Western Conference power forwards. And as magnificent as KG was in so many other aspects of the game, it wasn't enough just to throw it on the block and get out of the way. He would make the smart play. He would make the smart NBA play. That could be a pass. It could be a screen. Now, when you're that good, a lot of times what you want is Kevin Garnett to take the contested 17-footer as opposed to Trenton Hassel taking a wide-open 12-footer or Anthony Pilla taking a wide-open one. You know, so I blame more the organization, and then I blame your sport for being obsessed with who is the captain and how essential that is. Shut up. That you can have leaders all over locker rooms, clubhouses, rooms, and it doesn't matter if you wear the C.
Wear the C.
You know, wear the C. And it's just taking yourself way too serious. All these sports have leaders. Some of them
have
captains.
You need the Minnesota guy to wear the C.
Oh, my God. The idea that they would have won one game more if Koivu wasn't the captain and Parisi was, go roll your ankle badly later in the day if you think that. Yes. And
don't
then
step
stub
on the
toe on your other foot. It's idiotic. Like, nobody else could talk because Mikko had to talk. Stop. He just didn't score enough goals for you, you lunkheads.
Or was he supposed to? That's the thing.
No,
it's like,
no, exactly.
Everybody thinks like he was going to score 40 goals in a season. I mean, come on.
No, no. And he kept going up against Taves and Kane.
Yeah.
You know, they're better players, by the way. But that's all, you know, that's who they are. They're just better. Still a hell of a player. Bateman coming back to the U if it works out. I said that the trying to think how many of these guys who decided not to play, and it wasn't for health, it was health and the draft. I said they should be allowed to come back, Dan, you go first, if they're able to pay the money back. Okay? So if Bateman or fill in the blank, if they received an upfront payment from an agent working with a client of some sort, and they got $75,000, $100,000, I do think they have to pay that money back to regain their eligibility. I'm not willing to punish them and say you're done because of it, but I think they should pay that money back. Is that fair, or is it easier said than done for some of these individuals to come up with that money right away and pay it right back?
Well, that would be, my guess, the pushback on it is, you know, how many of those people went out and bought, you know, paid off mom and dad's house or bought a car or did whatever, and yep. Now I would have to come up with that money to pay the agent back? I think that to me, given just the ridiculousness of everything going on with the pandemic, I think the NCAA can just provide a waiver here, a special waiver for COVID, and let the player come back. I wouldn't have any problem with that at all.
Yeah, Adam?
Absolutely not. And furthermore, I would have no problem with the NCAA. I mean, they never would, but saying, you know what? Because this is such an extraordinary year, even if you receive some money, go ahead and keep it.
That's as likely as you are to actually give up orgasms over driving.
Well, I wanted to use this opportunity to announce that, too, I still have eligibility left, and I've been in talks with Gustavus Adolphus about returning to the gridiron should the MIAC start the season again.
Okay, what if they say within a year they pay it back? Now, you could say, what's the punishment if they don't, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking how the NCAA thinks.
You know, well, that, then you've already put yourself behind the eight ball.
It's not going to bother me at all. I think they should be paid to begin with. I'm just trying to figure out a way. Circling back to some of the texts too on Koivu. Somebody says Kirby. Okay, lose your phone.
What?
For 2 months?
No,
lose your phone for 2 months. Honestly, Cousins. What about Cousins?
Hadn't been here long enough to really make that comp.
Yeah.
Has it?
It's interesting though. I like that one better than some of the other ones.
That's true.
Zerbiak.
No.
You would
Koivu,
know.
A more well-rounded player than Zerbiak. Zerbiak without the knee injury. And Wally was such a freelancer. Wally broke plays into the KG was so meticulous about everybody has to be on the right spots. And that's what drove KG nuts about Wally. So there's a little bit of Wally. Sprewell, no. I'm not going in that area. Spying on us. Apparently, everyone is spying on us. I'll tell you about it in moments. K&S is a fabulous company. 7 years for me as a customer with K&S. Love the place. Heating, air conditioning, other issues that can help you out. But how about right now when we're going to get into the 70s and 80s starting tomorrow. If you want to replace that old, worn-out, energy-inefficient air conditioner, you can do it for as little as $2,495. That's installed, wired, permits, all done. If you want to get ahead with your furnace, they've got great Lennox furnaces also. And don't forget about this. If you have the type of house where the upstairs gets really warm while the downstairs at AC kicks in, they have a product called HyperSense. They can flatten out that temperatures. They can provide that room-to-room temperature comfort, and they'll do it with no drilling. They're not going to blow up the entire house. Get it done one way. Track them down. KSheating.com. Who is this, by the way, with the bumper here?
The suburbs?
I would not have guessed that.
Love is the law.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate that. Facebook is being sued for allegedly spying on Instagram users, this time through unauthorized use of their phones on their cameras. The lawsuit came out from media reports in July that the photo sharing app appeared to be accessing iPhone cameras even when they weren't actively being used. Facebook denied the reports, blamed Bug, which said it was correcting, for triggering what it described as false notifications that Instagram was accessing iPhone cameras. I bring that up because also today I see a story, because we now have a new iOS with Apple phones. I downloaded it last night, iOS 14. The latest iPhone update adds a new warning dot that alerts you whenever your microphone or camera is activated. This means if any app is recording you, you don't realize it, you will now know about it.
That's good to know.
By swiping in your control center, you'll be able to see the details about which app is using the microphone. Okay. Was it Freeberg about a half dozen years ago, Dan, who said, we all just have to come grips with, we've lost all our privacy?
Yes.
That it's over. So I understand what Joe is saying, but Adam, I'm sorry. I want to know when these apps are monitoring me and what could be happening, whether it's iPhone, whether it's Apple, obviously, it's Facebook owning Instagram. I don't think most of us have any idea how open we really are if we're trying to be somewhat private, not crazy private, but somewhat private on our social media platforms or on our phones. How much does this concern you?
Well, it obviously does if suddenly Apple is, it's been clearly been going on a long time. If now Apple's saying, hey, you know, we've got a new feature that'll let you know when you're being spied on. Well, that's great.
Right.
How about a feature that doesn't allow people to spy on us? We brought it up a couple when we've talked about this before, how people, there's all kinds of stories about people sitting there having a conversation about something, like, you know, you're sitting having coffee.
Yes.
Hey, you know, I saw that new Ford Bronco. Did you see that? Yeah, it's sharp. Suddenly they get online and there's ads for the Ford Bronco. Well, how the hell they know that?
I've told you, Dan, we've talked, it's happened a half dozen times.
Yeah. Didn't you have a story
shockingly,
about you had a phone in your golf bag and somehow it picked something up?
Yeah, I had a phone in my golf bag and we were talking about some movie. And somebody in the group didn't remember the movie and we were all kidding the guy about the movie. All of a sudden, everywhere I go on my phone, it's that movie. I didn't go to Siri. I didn't go to Google. It was Big Brother. I mean, the sick things you say, Carter, you for sure should be worried.
Oh, yeah, I know. You should see. Make your hair turn white.
But don't we talk about all the time how far...
Kind of doing that already.
How far ahead the hackers are of the people trying to stop them from hacking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Apple can come up with this little device, and that's nice, except you know people are already at work trying to figure out a way to get around it so that they can record you without you knowing, without that setting off whatever Apple's trigger is.
It's not even hackers. It's the companies themselves.
Well, yeah,
and I'm glad you guys booked the director of that. That was one of the first parts of that movie. They're saying, you know, everybody says hackers, hackers. It ain't the hackers. It's the people that actually are working for these legitimate companies.
Well, okay, so I'm looking at my phone right now, and it's supposed to show me with this dot kind of right about your bars and if you're on Wi-Fi. My dot is not on right now.
Where's the dot?
It's upper right-hand corner.
Oh.
So do you have your iPhone right there?
I do, and I downloaded the new iOS. I've got the widgets going.
Mm-hmm. What are the widgets, by the way?
Well, they're the bigger squares. So on my main screen now, my first screen, I've got a larger square that constantly has the weather.
Yeah,
And you can change
I think
it.
I saw that, but I think they may have asked me to allow that.
Apple's just getting around to that now?
Okay. Ooh,
I mean, that's been an Android feature for like a decade.
Look at
the
snobbery. Yeah. I mean, stomping in. It's like Bigfoot has just arrived.
And your phone is still recording you without you knowing it, so.
I say enjoy the show.
Ooh.
How you feeling about that, Carter? Is that a show you want to join? Is that a show you want to follow?
It's better than his exploding platypus.
I was a little worried where you were going there, Dan. I got to be honest.
Chad, have you ever thrown pickles at the window to see if they stick?
What?
Which kind of pickles?
I don't know, but we got a comment on. I just noticed it because I'm. Somebody commented, first of all, on a post from January of 2018, but the post was made at half an hour ago. Trump Lawrence. Reading a prompter. Really, Chad, say what you should have said. And that was Biden reading a prompter. Trump doesn't read one. You're a lying lefty throwing pickles to the window to see if they stick.
Well, I think they heard me with Major, because Major, or no, we were talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we were talking about it several times.
Because
the original story was Trump criticizing Biden for using a teleprompter.
While he's reading his own teleprompter. And we said, the irony, right? No, I love pickles, though. I don't have enough pickles in my life.
Overrated.
Food for you is overrated.
Oh, there's that.
Okay, I mean, so.
And I've got the weird pickle about how I can only eat pickles a certain way.
Sliced.
Yeah, I cannot eat sliced pickles. I don't know what it is.
I've got the weird pickle will be on the instant replay in about 5 minutes.
Yeah. You think your weird pickle should be sliced? Is that what you said, Adam?
Yeah. Throw it at the window and see if it sticks.
How about when we start doing the post show again, let's do that. I'll throw a pickle at my window. You'll throw one at your window at work, and we'll see if they stick.
Yeah. Can I, like, chew up the pickle first? Because I'm pretty sure it would stick then.
Yeah, well, I think the problem is it'll be sliced then, and you'll be horrified by it. So I don't know if you want to do that. I've never heard that phrase ever.
Yeah, the phrase is throw something at the wall, see if it sticks.
Right.
Well, I know that, but not with pickles.
Yeah, specifically with a pickle.
I like it more with a pickle, to be honest with you.
I think I do, too. You lefty.
Lying lefty.
Oh, the commies are coming out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.